It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last week, we ventured to Florida to get an early look at the boys of summer and spring training. This week, we go west to see the guys in action in the Cactus League. Here with travel suggestions is our girl for all seasons, contributor Elaine LaBalme. And she asked me to say that moniker, by the way. she tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. And hey, New Girl, how are you?
Hey, everything's great.
Last week, we talked about spring training in Florida's Grapefruit League. Now we're heading west to Arizona's Cactus League. The Pirates play in Florida. They're not in Arizona. So why make the trek?
Well, hey, 11 degrees in Pittsburgh this morning. Dry desert heat. I rest my case. There you go.
You had me at heat.
You know, you get to see a lot of teams in the Cactus League that you wouldn't ordinarily see here during the course of the year. So that's a good reason. Hey, do some early season scouting, warm up. There you go.
Before interleague play, you'd never see them.
That's right.
Okay. Keeping with the scout on the road theme, our first stop should be to see the Reds play at Goodyear Park. That's just west of Phoenix.
It is indeed. It's in Goodyear. They share the facility with the Cleveland Indians, so you can go see Ohio baseball. You get to see both of them there. Stadium seats about 10,000, and the neat thing is if you're hankering for that Cincinnati chili, Skyline Chili has a stand at Goodyear Park in Phoenix. Yeah, very low price seats, too. You can get them for as low as six.
So $6.
Six bucks.
When I was a kid going to games. That would be like a box seat.
You know, so it's warm, it's close in, you're going to get your autographs, $6. You know, your chili's going to cost you more than that. So there you go. No,
but it's also worth it.
Yes.
The Dodgers play their spring training games at Camelback Ranch, a facility about more than baseball. And they went from Florida to they had Dodger Town.
Yes, I believe you're absolutely right. They've been out
in Vero Beach.
Yeah, for a number of years now. But you're right. They did come from Florida. The facility they have is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of the newer ones. It's large. Seats 13,000 plus. There's a fully stocked 5-acre lake there. So you can even go fishing and still get a seat for as low as $8. But weekend games have live music. They bring a lot of their legends and alumni to sign autographs and do events. And while you're out there, you've got to hike Camelback Mountain. I've had the pleasure of doing that, and you absolutely shouldn't miss it. And it's not too far from
the stadium. Let me guess. It looks like a camel's hump?
It does. That was too easy for you, Paul.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, got to get pretty early in the morning to put one past me. The San Francisco Giants train in Scottsdale, and that's a city that you say has many charms.
Oh, it's one of my favorite places in the area. Scottsdale Stadium, another big stadium, seats 12,000. A little bit more expensive there, but the Giants recently won a World Series. $16 is your low price seat there. But downtown Scottsdale, I mean, they've got tons of galleries, restaurants. There's an art walk every Thursday night. This is my favorite, though, the food truck caravan every Saturday night. So you're probably going to go over a weekend if you go to spring training. And so you want to try to get a game there for that. But lots of great, Native American art wares and whatnot that you can find in the Scottsdale area. And there's this trolley that gets you all around the district, including to Scottsdale Stadium. So it's kind of like a whole day event.
Do they have the garlic fries there, by the way?
Probably.
Yeah,
eh?
I'm guessing. Yeah, that's a big thing for Giants fans.
Yep.
The aptly named Cubs Park in Mesa is brand new this season.
Yeah, it's the newest and the biggest in spring training. It's going to seat 15,000, but they'll still sell you a low price seat, $8 in the grassy zone. Big, huge kid zone in the outfield. The team shop is huge also. I love the Cubbies logo. Mm-hmm. While you're out there, you should visit Taliesin West, the Frank Lloyd Wright home and his former architectural school. They do tours every day. And if you're out there, you want to take the night tour. That's absolutely stunning. Garden room looks beautiful at night. So
Taliesin West, which is named for the Taliesin, and where is that?
Isn't it Wisconsin? You may be right.
Yes. Which is where he's from.
Exactly.
All right. Arizona's own Diamondbacks train at the Salt River Field in Talking Stick, the first major league spring training facility in the U.S. built on Indian land.
Yeah, which is really neat. It's a relatively new one as well. The land is owned by the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community. Blends in beautifully with the landscape. If you want to get a little better sense of the American Indian culture, go to the Heard Museum in Phoenix. That's its focus. It's one of the better museums actually in the region. Spend the night at the Arizona Biltmore, which is very evocative of Frank Lloyd Wright's architecture, and do not miss Pizzeria Bianco. The chef has won a James Beard Award. He started as just a little pizza maker, and it's turned into one of the best restaurants in the Southwest. And yes, I have had pizza there. White pizza is awesome.
Did you say pizza? I'm there. thank you so much, Elaine LaBalm, our travel contributor. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.